We hope that this facility will be up and running within the next year, and barring weather conditions, which I've learned are another event itself in Missouri, we'll have this facility up and running. We look forward to serving our customers in the future. We look forward to being a good member of society in Higginsville. And you guys have just been great. I just want to thank you. We're very proud to be joined today by Governor Jay Nixon. As Governor Jay Nixon has built a reputation for working across the aisle to balance budgets, grow the economy, and create jobs. In tough economic times, the governor has cut taxes, invested in workforce training, and maintained strict discipline. By keeping taxes low and protecting Missouri's perfect AAA credit rating, the governor has helped create a favorable and predictable climate for businesses like ours to grow and flourish, and encourages us to invest in Missouri. His administration has been an outstanding partner for AgPower, and we greatly appreciate his efforts that have helped make this exciting project a reality. With that, it is my pleasure to welcome the 55th governor of the state of Missouri, the Honorable Jay Nixon.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks for your kind comments, Mr. Mayor. Jack mentioned earlier, challenges came their way, causing them to lose their building and their property. And I'm certain many folks here thought they would lose their jobs. But the company was resourceful and committed, and this community was supportive and patient. Employees were willing to leave work for a little earlier each day and drive a little farther to one of the other 5 AgPower locations directly to customers to provide services. As a result, after this disaster that hit here, no employee lost their job, and not a single farmer or customer had to go without services. Folks, that's really incredible, and to the generosity of a great organization, thank you for your responsibility in that. Well, frankly, that says a lot about the work ethic here at AgPower. And frankly, it says a lot about the strong work ethic you can expect from the folks in the Show Me State. In Missouri, quite frankly, we get up early, we stay late, we get the job done. That can-do Show Me spirit is not only evident here today, but it's evident throughout the state as companies are growing and finding new homes in Missouri. In fact, Missouri earned the distinction of being the top-rated state in the Midwest region for its number of expansions and new facilities in 2013. Last year, more than 125 companies either added square footage, installed high-tech equipment, or built a new facility or created jobs here in Missouri. I look forward to adding to our 2014 tally today as we celebrate AgPower's continued success. The new building will be a 60,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility, more than 3 times the size of the old building. AgPower's new $8.7 million home will support its employees here at home and help our farmers continue to feed, fuel, and clothe the world. Here, the company will sell and distribute heavy farm equipment to farmers and other customers, as well as hold an integrated training room. Sales are projected to double, and employment is also expected to double with an increase of the potential of as many as 28 new jobs in the coming years. Folks, that is big news for this company and a huge win for agriculture in Missouri and a huge win for us. I'm very pleased that our administration was involved to help the local folks here make sure that we were focused to get this project done. Once again, I want to congratulate the leadership of AgPower in Higginsville for their forward-looking vision, and once again, thank their commitment to this community.